Welcome to the Thursday edition of The Jungle. I'm Jim Rome, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. It is the Thursday edition. We are back to normal. Everything is right. Lots to cover, lots to get to. Open phones in hour number one. Yesterday was a wild day on the phones because we are right smack dab in the middle of smack off season. So that's what you're going to get. Big day. What's cracking? Welcome to it. Telephone number is 1-800-636-8686. Early and often. Hit me up. Open phones in hour number one. We're going to backload today with the interviews.
Early and often. Slate.
If you want to be a part of the Smack Off, there are two ways to do it. One, you qualify, you get in. Two, you know you don't have the game, but you send me a prediction video. All of that is coming up. 1-800-636-8686. Follow me on Twitter and on Instagram at Jim Rome. All right, the interview is set up like this. A cornerback for the Tampa Bay Bucks, Cameron Kinley. Top of hour number two. In the third hour, two interviews. Brand new basketball coach at Lincoln University, former NBA great, Gary Payton. Top of the third hour. PGA Tour golfer, Max Homa. In the last segment of the program. I did not release a Jim Rome podcast yesterday. Reason for that. As I mentioned, there was a guest that I was really excited about. And generally, if a guest says, hey, you know, I can do it on Thursday, I can do it on Friday, we generally say no. We got to push that thing out on Wednesday. But for the right person, I will wait and do it a day later. The right person is Nate Diaz. Now, I haven't done it yet. My man Nate has got to make that phone call later on today. So fingers crossed, assuming that goes well, we will have episode 177 of the Jim Rome Podcast with Nate Diaz. He's got an enormous fight coming up this weekend. In fact, the thing about Nate Diaz, whenever he fights, it's an enormous fight. You know why? He's Nate bleeping Diaz. Love the guy. So that's coming up a little bit later on, episode 177. You know where to find me. You got to get up in here. Get on the phone. Talk to Hawk. He puts you on hold. You come to me. If you're good enough, you get a golden ticket. In fact, we ripped a couple back yesterday. It felt good, man. I love to give away golden tickets. I like taking them back even more. So all of that is still ahead. Meantime, some breaking news on this Thursday. Breaking news. Thank you, Alvin. This just in. The Phoenix Suns are good. Really good. And tough as hell. Like, if you were under the impression that this was just a team that was kind of laid back, free-flowing, just happy to be here, get the ball to Devin Booker, let him take a few J's. If that's what you were thinking about these guys, you don't know anything about these dudes. What I'm saying is the Suns are built for this bleep. Their offense is good. They get after you defensively. They'll lock you up. Whatever you want to do, they're going to make it very hard on you or just flat out take it away from you. Flat out not let it happen. And then once they do that, they get out and they run and they push you in transition.
The other way. Here comes Paul. Pritchard's on the back.
Reason I bring this up, this was supposed to be a team that was so inexperienced and not ready for the big stage. A team that was supposed to melt under the pressure. And for a moment in that Lakers series, it did look like they were just that. But since then, they've ripped off five in a row. They're getting more confident by the game. And not only are these guys not afraid of the moment, man, they are owning the moment. They just knocked off the defending champs, and they have last year's Western Conference runner-ups on the ropes. I've said it before. Let me say it again right now. In fact, I can't say this enough. I love the way that James Jones has put together this roster. You got a starting lineup that's got a budding star at center who is perfect for the modern game. You got a superstar guard. You have a Hall of Fame point guard. And you have a pair of wings who can 3-and-D with the best of them. Like back when he was playing, James Jones said, quote, "To make it at this level, you have to be great at something, but good at a lot of things," end quote. And that's exactly how he built that roster. That's what that roster is. Each guy is great at something, but really good at a lot of other things. Like Jay Crowder, great at being the defensive enforcer and damn good at shooting the ball when he's locked in. Devin Booker can give you 47, as he did in that closeout game against the Lakers, but he doesn't have to give you 47 in order for them to win. He had 18 points and 10 boards last night, and that was more than enough, way more than enough, because every single Suns starter was in double figures last night, again. Like, there is no better evidence of the change in the Suns than James Jones trading for Chris Paul. There are win-now moves, and then there's trading for a then-35-year-old point guard with an injury history. What that says is we're going for it all. We're going for it all right now. We're not going to wait for our core to get older. We want to win right this second. And that's exactly what they're doing. And if you thought that Paul was washed, you might want to rethink that too. Because he just turned in a game with 17 points, 15 assists, and zero turnovers in his last five games in the postseason. 53 assists and four turnovers. I mean, like a crazy, crazy ratio. And freakish control of the game. And old man CP3 still has that killer no look.
Here comes Paul. Look away! Sledgehammer!
I talked about being one of the game's best managers, maybe ever.
Sledgehammer. And on top of that, the old guy, that old man still has a freakish handle.
Paul's outside.
Hey, listen, I'm not saying you have to love this guy. I'm not saying you even have to like this guy. I'm saying he might be one of the toughest guys in the league to like, because for every great game, there's also a flop or a nut shot or an attempted shoulder dislocation. So I understand why a lot of people don't like this guy, but you've got to tip your hat to him. This guy is a damn good player, even at this advanced state in his career. In fact, he's as good as there's ever been at that position. Yes, he's got a history of playoff heartbreaks and injuries at the worst possible time. But when you watch this team, it's hard not to think that things could be different this year. That he could actually get to the finals. Can you imagine that guy bouncing around the way he has and having the opportunities he's had and the career he's had, but getting to and maybe winning it all with the Suns? I mean, how weird is that? I know you Suns fans are thinking that. They're not thinking of getting to the conference finals. They're thinking of sweeping their way there. I mean, that joint was rocking again last night. And in the second half, they busted out a Suns in four chant.
The free throw line.
I mean, really, how surreal is that? The reason I'm so hyped up on this, you've got the fans chanting Suns in four, Suns in four. The reason I'm hyped on this, this is a team that won 19 games 2 years ago. 2 years ago, the only thing they were going to do in four games was lose four games. Like, a sentence that involves the words Suns and four was going to be about tee times for players on the local golf course. The fact that the fans are chanting for a sweep in the second round only 2 years after the fact is incredible. And I'll say it again. James Jones needs to be getting more credit for this entire thing. When he was hired as GM, they were coming off a 19-63 season. Now they're not only in the playoffs, their fans are all up in here chanting for a sweep. And they look dominant. And the Nuggets, well, they look like the opposite of dominant, especially last night. Head coach Michael Malone heard those chants. He heard those chants, and he was pissed. Not at the fans, but at his own guys.
This was an embarrassing performance from myself all the way through the last player. You know, we're walking out of here with our heads held down, rightfully so. And there's a reason that their crowd is yelling Suns in four. And they're calling for a sweep, because if we play like this back in Denver, this is going to be a really quick series.
Uh-oh! See, that's part of the beauty of Michael Malone. You know where you stand with this guy. He gives it to you straight. Most coaches would remind you that a series doesn't start until somebody loses at home, and that his guys will be different when they get back to Denver. Yet, not Malone. That's not what he's saying. In fact, he's saying just the opposite. He's blasting his guys publicly. And there was more where that came from.
I felt we quit tonight, which is something you never want to see.
Uh-oh! I mean, dude, he just dropped the Q word on his own team. The one word you almost never, ever hear from a coach. And when you do, you know he's pissed. And Malone was pissed.
I felt we quit tonight, which is something you never want to see.
He just said it. My guys quit. Yeah, I get it. Look, you're going to lose games, right? That'll happen. Especially on the road, in the postseason, against a team as good as the Suns. But you can't lose game one by 17 and then come back and lose game two by 25. You can't come out of game one feeling like you've got to be more physical. You have to impose your will on the opposition and then have a game like that. And both times in the second half it happened. They got worked. I know the Nuggets are banged up. They're about as banged up as you can be and still be standing. It's a tough crew. They've got a lot of heart, a lot of grit, a lot of talent. They just haven't shown it in the second halves of games one and two. And trust me, my man, Michael Malone, he's not looking to drop any lipstick on any pig.
I saw one team that wanted to be here and play with a purpose and urgency, and one team that did not want to be here and play with no urgency. And that's why we got our ass kicked. We had a lot of guys play really bad tonight. And then we allowed the impact of not making a shot to affect the other end. And it was really, I mean, this was just an embarrassing performance all the way around from top to bottom.
My man, quote, "That's why we got our ass kicked." Stone cold truth. I love it. I mean, maybe they don't like hearing that. Maybe they don't want to hear their head coach say publicly that they quit. I actually love a coach who's going to let it rip like that. And incredibly, he still wasn't done.
I guess for game three, I'm just going to try to find guys that will at least go out there and leave it all on the line. I may have a hard time coming up with five guys that fill that, but these two games, these second halves, have really been disappointing, and that's an understatement.
Hey, listen, you might say, "Hey, easy, coach. It's only one game." What he's saying is it's not only one game. It was both games, and we can't have it. You know, one thing to lose, another to lay down. One thing to lose, another to quit. Look, personally, I'm not going to go as far as to say that the Nuggets quit last night. Then again, since there's not a coach that I respect more than Michael Malone, since he said they quit, I might have to agree with him. I know this much. They didn't do a damn thing to slow, much less stop the Suns. Guys in black jerseys were doing whatever the hell they wanted, both offensively and defensively. And as Malone said, if they play like this, when they return to Denver, it is going to be a really short series.
I felt we quit tonight, which is something you never want to see.
That's something you never want to see, but I would add to, that's something you never hear. You do not hear a head coach, especially in the postseason, lay his guys out like that. And again, I'm going to say stone cold truth. Well, I mean, what can you say? They got blown out in game one. They should have been ready for game two. And then game two was even worse than game one. I see the guy working. I know why he's so pissed. And credit to the Suns, man. Put some respect on them. They look great. 1-800-636-8686. Quickly, some reaction. Hey, Rome. Denver's only hope is to hip check Chris Paul into the scorer's table, have the NBA suspend all the Suns' good players, and get screwed once again. Lee in Vancouver, maybe. That might be their only chance. Dear Jim, the Sun is not good. Signed, Tan Smacks Dermatologist. Hey, Casey, hate much? Dude, look in the mirror. You're hating on a picture of me from decades ago.
Not good.
Yeah, sure. I was on a Harley. And yes, there was a beautiful gal in front of me. And yes, there was a beautiful gal behind me. And yes, my tan was perfect. But dude, how can you hate so hard retroactively? And you know I rocked some sunscreen that day. I'm good, man. Hey, Rome. Long time, first time. And just to hear, I'm say, or to say, I'm freaking pumped for the smash off 3021. I got my money on Dad in Corona. Signed, Noob Clones. Join the ATX War Smack Off season. Oh, it's official. It's on. Snatching golden tickets, giving them out, getting big-time RSVPs. Another player profile coming up later today. It is officially Smack-Off season. All right, so in addition to that, an update on the Packers. Jordan Love, not looking really good, and then suddenly looking very good. And all of a sudden now, some of you Packer fans are not concerned about Aaron Rodgers. Man, that is a dumb take. A really dumb take. I want to get into my guy, Nate. Nate Diaz, going up against Leon Edwards, UFC 263. If I'm previewing a fight, which is not a championship fight, when in reality it kind of is, you know it's a big deal. And I got my fingers crossed that Nate is going to come through big on the Jim Rohn podcast later on today. So we will talk some MMA and UFC. Also, more on cheating in Major League Baseball. Pete Alonso got loose with a really interesting take about pitchers loading up the baseball. All right, so I've got all of that coming up. Open phones in hour number one. 1-800-636-8686. So the second round is in full swing. This is where the contenders are separated from the pretenders. To give you some skin in the game, DraftKings is offering free two-play pools. Every day of the basketball playoffs, they're offering players a free shot at up to $10,000 in total prizes. DraftKings, free-to-play pools are so easy to enter. All you have to do is download the DraftKings app, go to pools, and choose from a wide variety of free contests for an opportunity to win cash prizes. All you have to do is answer a handful of questions around what you think is going to happen during that day's games. Then track your results throughout the evening. You know, questions like, which team is going to hit the most threes? Which team will score first? Good stuff. Download the top-rated DraftKings app. Use my code ROME when you sign up to get your free shot at up to $10,000 in total prizes every day of the basketball playoffs. Once again, promo code ROME, limited time only at DraftKings. Eligibility restrictions do apply. See DraftKings.com for full details.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
So what's going on? How you feeling? I know what I was going to do in this segment. What I was going to do was give you an update on the Packers and Jordan Love and Aaron Rodgers. Top priority, right? One of the biggest stories still in sports. Aaron's still not in minicamp, and Jordan Love's out there doing what he's doing. And I was going to come in and do that right now. That's important. However, what I'm going to do instead is even more important. It is Smack-Off season. I am looking not only for people to come in and qualify, people to come in and rip a golden ticket. I am looking for people who are already in the field to RSVP so I know who's going to show up day of. So, not only will I not talk about the Packers right now, I will go to this guy. I will skip him right to the front of the line because he is a former champ, bidding to win his second. Not only a former champ, the 2002 Smack-Off champ. And he is here to RSVP, and I am here to get right to it. We go to Richmond. Jeff from Richmond. My brother, what's going on, Jeff?
Jim, thanks for the vine, and thanks for the time. And Jim, as we speak, the lady clones are screaming the name Jeff from Richmond on social media, Jim. As we speak, Jim, the lady clones see rolling behind you, Jim, not only the best photo montage, Jim, in the history of sports, but the best photo montage, Jim, in the history of entertainment, Jim. The lady clones see the swagger of Jeff from Richmond. They see the confidence, Jim. They see the boyish good looks, Jim. They see the Tony Soprano-esque manly build, Jim. And trust me, Jim, the lady clones like what they see. Jim, as we speak, the newbie clones and the 2.0s are collectively lighting their lighters and holding those lighters skyward, Jim, to pay homage, Jim, to the dirtiest player in the game, Jim, Jeff from Richmond. And finally, Jim, as we speak, the remainder of the morally bankrupt clones, Jim, across the fruited plain are throwing roses at the feet of Jeff from Richmond, Jim. They're kissing the ring. They're bending the knee, Jim. They're kneeling at the foot of the Iron Throne to pay homage, Jim, to a caller, Jim, who is universally recognized, Jim, as the best there is, the best there was, Jim, and the best that there ever will be. And clones, if you haven't figured this out by now, there's a reason that Jeff from Richmond is ahead of the table. There's a reason, clones, that Jeff from Richmond wears diamonds on his jersey. Unlike you nameless gray faces, Jeff from Richmond's game is about platinum plaques, championship straps, and over 100 calls rack clones. In other words, clones, in this industry, I'm the macaroni and the cheese. And clones, if you remember one statement that I make, it's this one that I'm about to make right now. Clones, with regard to my jungle clones, I'm like Diddy. I run this city. Are you feeling me, clones? Are you feeling me? Jim, the bottom line is this, and it's been this way for 20-plus years, Jim. For cutting-edge sports analysis and some smack, Jim, you need look no further, Jim, than the great Commonwealth of Virginia, Jim. The 804, Jim. We are your hookup, Jim. Holler if you hear me. Finally, Jim, very quickly, I want to thank you for recognizing the phenomenon, which is Jeff from Richmond. I want to thank you, Jim, for acknowledging the phenomenon, which is Jeff from Richmond, Jim, because when I sent in that Christmas card photo montage, Jim, I did so with a specific purpose. I gave the clones a peek, Jim, behind the velvet curtain. Jim, you saw the luxury sled. You saw my beautiful hype machine, Jim, because I've been blessed in my life, Jim, with two kings and a queen, two boys and a girl. You saw those boys, Jim, with their crop lettuce, their designer sunglasses, their Armani gear. You saw my hype girl, Megan, sitting on that luxury sled, looking as only she can look. You also saw, Jim, the beautiful greenery and foliage here in the Commonwealth, and it's not my style to brag, Jim, but my lawn and landscaping look like something right out of the hollowed grounds of Augusta. And finally, Jim, you saw that flagpole in the front yard with Old Glory fluttering slightly, Jim. Trust me, Jim, you don't just drop a flagpole in the middle of your yard unless you have a substantial amount of acreage to accommodate that flagpole. Bottom line, clones, in this industry, there's much too much at stake to be fake. Jim, I'll see you on June the 25th. And clones, the only question I have to ask you is this. Who wants to walk with Jeff from Richmond? Jim, thank you for your time. Aloha means goodbye. War Commonwealth of Virginia. Or Jeff from Richmond having Elon Musk-sized dreams and aspirations. Or I'm Trumper and you're not. Or Jake Rome planning a Project X-style party at the evil Eagle River house and not telling the old man about it. Or Bella B, Salty Sarah, and Ashley from Nebraska leading the lady clones and leading from the front. War Mr. Automatic, Jay Stu, without the nicks and cuts of a blade. And until next time, Jim, good night now!
Jeff from Richmond, it's official, he is back in. You know, I've noticed a trend this Smackoff season. Maybe it's because it's a short season. Maybe it's a sprint as opposed to a marathon. But the RSVPs are almost Smackoff material. So you might think to yourself, man, you might want to hold on to some of that. You might want to save some of that. But I know you clones. You'll say, what are you talking about, Rome? What does he need to save? He's made the same phone call 800 times over the past 20 years. He's not saving anything. He's just going to keep running back what he always does. And I would disagree with that. He won it all in 2002. Went away for a long time. Made a triumphant return. Triumphant in the sense that he still matters. He's still relevant. He still has game. He still has MPH. And you saw it right there. And I know the reaction. It's going to be either, man, that guy's the best. He's the best ever. He's the one to beat. Or because there's no middle ground, that guy is the most tired thing ever. How many times, Rome, are you going to let that guy call up and make that same exact call over and over and over again? My answer to that is as many times as he calls, because the guy makes it better and it still works and he's still relevant. And you know what? I love anybody who likes being themselves. You know what I mean? It's okay to have a little swagger. I love people that like being who they are. These are my favorite people to talk to. These are my favorite people to be around. Hell, why am I going to like you if you don't like you? Trust me, that guy likes himself enough for all of us. But I do like a guy who likes himself. And believe me, homeboy there, he loves himself. He loves him some him. And yes, he does make it better. And I'm glad I got that RSVP. Once again, to reiterate, some of the RSVPs are actually smack-off material. Like people calling in to say, I will be there that day. Just an RSVP. Just to say, I will be there that day. Those calls are better than what 99.9% of you could ever hope to do on any day, on your best day. And all these guys are doing is saying, yep, I'm in. Count me in. See you on that day. And that day is 15 days from right now. 15 days, 11 shows, smack off 27. All right, so before I go to the reaction, I'm going to predict it's going to be like this. Rome, he's the man. Best caller ever. He's going to win. Rome, I hate that fat ass. He says the same thing over and over and over again. Let's find out if I'm right. Reaction. Rome, Jeff in Richmond doesn't need to change his formula. It works in 2021. Regards, travel agents. Steven PHX. Hedstrom Bacon is in. He's on something that I started to be on and then I couldn't keep up. He writes, unofficial Stucknut analytics. Jim count, 44. So if you had the over on 40, the over on 40 gyms in one call, you win. Hey, Rome, just like Super Bowl week doesn't start until Jim Rome gets to Radio Row. Smack-off season only starts when Jeff from Richmond RSVPs. It is officially on. Aaron in Iowa. It's kind of a funny line. That guy didn't make that up either. That the row is not the row until I show up. Stu Gotts actually made that up. What up, Stu? Daniel's in. Quote, a recap of Jeff from Richmond's call. Jim, 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 Jeff from Richmond, Jim, 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 Jim. Hey, man, and that's all it took to get racked, too. He name checks me and himself. And then he gets racked.
Rack him.
Jimmy, a Packers quarterback controversy, Suns making a playoff run, and the same Jeff in Richmond call. Did I get transported back to 2008? Chris in Milwaukee, you're selling this dude short. You're not putting respect on it. He's still the dirty player that he's always been. Right, Rome? He's dirty, but he's not original. I think that he will show up day of with something. When that guy shows up, he generally shows up big. All right, so what are your thoughts? Where do you slot this guy? Like, I'm asking you to start slotting people before the event itself. Who you got? It's my fancy way of saying, who you got? Who do you think is going to win it? The defending champ, Lef, came in. He's got three straps. He RSVP'd. Brad, we know, will be in. And now you got Jeff in Richmond. These are all former champs. And why do you want to do that? Because one, you want the $5,000 first prize. Two, you can't put a price on what it would mean to win that event. Everybody knows it. It's essentially the most important day of the year in this genre. The best callers ever coming in and cracking skulls. And for what? $5,000 and immortality and glory and fame and maybe your own show. 1-800-636-8686. I see you working, champ. Nice job, Jeff. And I will see you 15 days from right now. 15 days. And don't confuse the number of shows with days. Again, this is not one and the same. 15 days, 11 shows. Then smack off 27. Man, the clock is spinning. It's a short season. Get up in here. A smack off player profile coming up a little bit later on. Mark in Hollywood gets the jungle treatment. Cameron Kinley, top of the hour. Gary Payton in hour number three. Max Homa, also in hour number three. Nate Diaz, later today on episode 177 of...
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Fact. That is the absolute truth. I am Jim Rome, the star of the Jim Rome Show. What's going on? All right, so it is smack-off season, very clearly. Jeff from Richmond has RSVP'd. We've had some other big RSVPs. If you want to let us know, that would help. I can't say that you're not invited if you've already won the thing because you know you have a lifetime exemption, but it would help if you let us know that you will be there that day. 1-800-636-8686. All right, so let's talk about the Packers for a minute. Aaron Rodgers is still not at Packers minicamp, which means that Aaron Rodgers is still holding out. Now, if you're wondering whether or not that is splitting the locker room, if you're wondering what his teammates think about that, specifically, if you're wondering where Davante Adams comes out on that, well, you got your answer yesterday.
I can't control anything that happens with that. So, I mean, I can talk to him. And the best thing for Aaron, and I mean, people that know him well know that he loves you when you have his back. So, I mean, that's how I am naturally. So it's not forced, but. I got his back through everything, so he knows at the end of the day, if there's ever a wonder of, you know, he's lost a teammate or something because of all this come out, like, he knows where I stand. I'll stand on the mountain and scream on the mountaintop, you know, that I got his back.
I mean, that is so good. Quote, I'll stand on the effing, I'll stand on the bleeping mountain and scream on the mountaintop, I've got his back, end quote. Star wide receiver saying that. Not like, hey, you know, it's not my business, I can't control that, that's between he and them. That's a guy saying, that's my dude, I've got his back. I think that's cool. That's cool as hell. I love the honesty and the realness of that statement from Adams. I've got my quarterback's back. The front office should want me to have my quarterback's back. The front office should want me to have a teammate's back the way I have his back. And he's right. So I thought that was tremendous. I love seeing that. I loved hearing that. I love seeing that. Except that was not the only news from Packers minicamp. There was actually Jordan Love news. Actually. Because on Tuesday, Love was not good. And by not good, I mean he was really inaccurate. According to Rob Domofsky, he was 12 of 23 at one point, including a failed two-minute drill.
Not good.
So, like, on the scale of unimportant stats, minicamp stats are right up there with how good of a guy is and Madden. But when the alleged quarterback of the future is barely completing 50% in minicamp, that's a red flag. That could be an issue. And then you had people looking around and thinking, this is the guy? This is the guy that you're trying to run off the league MVP to get to. This guy. Yeah, well, fortunately for Love and the Packers front office, he got another shot yesterday and apparently was much, much better. The tweet from Domofsky recapped it like this. What a stretch for Jordan Love. Wheel route to A.J. Dillon, right sideline, 30 yards. Free deep play to Lazard for 45. Deep corner route to Juwan Winfrey for 30. deep sideline to Aaron Jones for 30. In fact, apparently dude was so hot, the tight end coach, Justin Outen, started to fan him. Yeah, all right. All right. Yeah, what do you say we hold up for a moment? I'm sure it's all in good fun, right? But we don't need people freaking out about Jordan Love because the tight ends coach is fanning him after a series of good passes. Like, dude is so hot, he's got to be fanned by the tight end coach. And don't get me wrong, I'm not here to bash Love. Love has been put in an impossible situation under a brutal microscope. I'm happy that he's showing up well. Just don't confuse that with him being anywhere close as to being in the same league as Aaron Rodgers right now. Rob's next tweet had even more good news, though, for Love fans. Quote, and now Love leads a drill-winning drive in 2 minutes, capping a 70-yard drive with an 8-yard leaping TD catch by Allen Lazard. Incredible! Like, Aaron who? Aaron who? Like, don't let the door hit you in the ass, Aaron. Give Jordan Love the starting job right now. In fact, trade his ass right now. Move this guy right now. Better yet, you know what? Don't do that. Make him stay and hold a clipboard so he can learn from Jordan Love. Like, I mean, if you're thinking about crap like that, if your reaction is in any way along those lines, man, take a lap. Take a nice long lap. Just stop what you're doing. Go for a jog. Go for a walk around the block and think about what you're thinking about. Because that's nuts, all right? Yeah, but don't believe me. Check the next tweet from Rob. Quote, don't forget about Kurt Benkert. He wins the 2 minute with a 50-yard TD pass to Winfrey on busted coverage. Holy crap. Now Kurt B is lighting it up too. So it's not just Jordan Love. It's Kurt B also. It's like from the sounds of it, the Packers have something of a Joe Montana, Steve Young thing working right here. Two absolute studs and future Hall of Famers trading reps, hating each other's guts, and just showing up and showing out. Like, how do you decide who gets the job then? Do you stick with Love or do you owe it to yourself to see what old Kurt can do? Is it time to love, or have a serious case of Kurt B fever? Yeah, either they've somehow landed on two of the greatest quarterbacks of the next generation, or mini camp reps aren't exactly the measure of a quarterback. Because apparently it's one or the other. Because they're making it sound like this is the best thing that's ever happened to that franchise. Like all of a sudden we got Brett Favre and Bart Starr competing in their prime. I'm not going to judge quarterbacks based on games played after Labor Day. Or I'm going to. Not practices held before Father's Day. That's just me. I'm not going to jump to any conclusions about either one of those guys right now or how they're doing. I know that Love was asked if he was prepared to be the week one starter, and he said that he is. Quote, 100%. Obviously, this is a time where I'm getting a lot of extremely valuable reps that I might not have been getting in a normal circumstance, so I'm just going to take it day by day. But yeah, that's what I'm here for. I was drafted here to play quarterback, so I will definitely be ready week one. End of quote. You know what? Of course. That's what that guy should say, and I respect it. And it's what he would be saying and how he should be approaching it, even if Aaron was still around. But saying that after a seesaw couple of days in June does not mean that he actually is ready to be the starter in September. And even if he is, it sure as hell does not mean that he's better than the guy who was starting last September. Because that guy was better than every other guy playing that same position last year. So let's not fall into this trap of thinking that Love completed a bunch of passes, pretty much meaningless passes, on a Wednesday in June, and therefore this whole situation is no longer a mess. Because trust me, it is. And it will be, as long as the reigning league MVP is not with the team. Management butchered it. They still butchered it. They still have not been able to fix it. And Aaron is still pissed, and it should have never come to this. Just don't start acting like you planned your work and now you're working your plan. Unless the plan was to piss off the best player in the league last year and one of the best ever do it, period. If that's the playbook you're running, then you are running it to perfection. It just was the worst idea ever. Just believe this. One midday mini camp sesh does not mean this guy's ready and that everything is fixed and that it's all good now. Until Aaron Rodgers shows up and says he's good, it's not all good.
I'll stand on the mountain and scream on the mountaintop, you know, that I got his back.
I thought that was pretty cool, though. Devontae Adams saying, man, I'd stand on the bleeping mountaintop and let this guy know I've got his back. 1-800-636-8686. That's definitive, man. That's a definitive answer. Not exactly Garrett Cole yesterday hemming and hawing when asked if he ever used spider tack.
And have you ever used spider tack while pitching?
I don't quite know how to answer that, to be honest.
As I said yesterday, a simple yes-no question generally elicits a simple yes-no response. Either you say yes or you say no. And if you say anything other than yes or no, what you're saying is, hell yes. Dude, there was such a gap in that response, I thought that Dana White music was going to pop on.
I've been telling you how sweet it is.
Yo, Garrett.
I don't know.
Are you there?
I don't know if...
Garrett, are you there?
Mm.
Not you, Garrett, the other Garrett. All right, 1-800-636-8686. No, Devontae was really definitive. That's my dude. I've got his back. Cameron Kinley joins me when we come back. And then a smack-off player profile. Heading into hour number two, I'm Jim Rome. I'm live in SoCal. Don't go anywhere.